This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! Get down to the Avenue Tap House in Lakewood, Ohio to catch Jess Falstick. Host a lineup of regional and national comedians guaranteed to make you giggle. No charge to get in for that seat, but you'll only need the edge.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow through you, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're talking romance. Or are we? Joining us in studio, back at Milky Way Recordings once again, is Professor Brian Huth.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
So, me and Brian went to high school together.
Yeah.
We were the punk kids.
We were part of the punk, punk group at that very small school.
Brian had cheetah pants.
Leopard print, actually. You know,
tomato
they
fucking
call
tomato.
Them cheetah pants, but really, if you look at them, they were leopard print.
Fair enough. We used to both wear creepers.
Yes, I had leopard print creepers to go along with my leopard print pants.
Remember the red ones I had? They were like red, and they had white. I don't know if it was zebra or it had to have been zebra, not tiger.
Yeah,
whatever. They had like white tiger tops. Or
I don't know.
They were very fashionable boys.
Yeah. That's one way of putting it.
Oh, yeah.
This is the point. So, Brian, former fashionable boy, now wearing shorts and a baseball hat.
That's right.
Why do you hate flirting?
Well, I mean, the thing is there's a bunch of different levels on my dislike of flirting. Primarily, I don't fucking understand it. I don't understand how there's this sort of casual, I don't even know what to call it.
Understanding
maybe? Is it an understanding?
Is it? I mean, there's a lot
there's
of
this,
different things
is
about flirting.
This social connection that you're supposed to have with this. It's kind of like, I want to kind of stick my penis inside of you, but I don't want to just come out and say, hey, I want to stick that in you.
So do you think that's a better alternative? Of like being like, hey, let's fuck.
I would get that. I would understand that. If someone came up to me and was like, hey, you're not that bad looking. I wouldn't mind seeing your pants on the floor. I'd be like, I get that. That I get. I understand that. But if someone comes up to me and they're kind of like brushing up beside me, like, oh, how are you? I'm like, you know. My day was all right. I mean, it's like,
I just figured not that great.
I had this essay that I had to grade. It was a fucking travesty. You know, it was just,
so you're not. Is it that, you know, from a little bit of interest, you're not able to tell if they're just being nice or if they're trying to get in your pants? Or
well, I don't like that part of it.
I don't even know if it's just trying to be nice or just like trying to be social. There's so many of these kind of social contract or social etiquette things that you have to like, I don't even know, keep track of. And mm-hmm. I'm out and about doing my thing and someone comes up to me, talking to me, whatever. That doesn't seem like flirting if we're just having a conversation. I mean, but I guess, according at least to my fiance, a lot of that conversation could be counted as flirting. Someone comes up to me and asks me how my day is, out of the blue, apparently that can count as flirting.
Aha.
Yeah.
I see. So, is a lot of this because your fiancé is calling you out for conversations against the opposite sex?
No, it's been existent long before my fiancé. The fact of the matter is I haven't done well flirting my entire life. I've never been able to just go out and, you know, actively flirt with someone or be actively flirted with. It just kind of happens where somebody asks, oh, hey, I think that girl likes you. are you sure? No, Brian, I really think that girl likes us. I don't really think so. Brian, she likes you. Trust me. Did you not hear what she just said to you?
No, because I'm the same way. Like, I can't stand like when people are like, oh, yeah, you know, I think she's into you. It's like, based on what? Something she might have said?
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, and trying to pick up, like, fuck signs. Like,
well, no. Well, I'll give you a great example of what I'm talking about. When we were in high school, if you recall the girl that I dated in high school.
I do.
Right? I was dating someone else before I was dating her, right? Mm-hmm. And people were telling me that she liked me, right? I was like, this girl doesn't like me. Nah, it doesn't like me. And then our mutual friend Nick would be like, Brian, trust me, I've talked to her. She likes me. I'm like, I don't see it. I don't see this girl liking me. Brian, she literally left a note on your car. That is some kind of, you know, flirtation of some sort indicating that she likes you. I was like, I don't think so. So finally, our mutual friend Nick had this girl actually write a sign that said, Brian, I want your junk, and hold it up. And I was like, oh, shit, that girl wants me. All right, I get it now.
So that's
what I'm talking about. You want to be overt with me, because otherwise I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. So somebody basically has to come up and be like, I want to suck your dick. You're like, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
All right, that is language that I get. Yeah.
So how do you express interest in the opposite sex?
That's a good question.
Well, I express interest in the opposite sex usually by having sex.
Oh.
All right. I'm not very good at expressing that particular interest. Yeah.
So it's just, you know, 1 minute you're talking, the next minute her pants are off and your dick's inside her.
Sounds about right.
All right. Well, game respects game, I guess.
Real recognize real.
Yeah.
No, that's, that's your form of flirting. Just like, oh, I think I like you. Awesome. Take off your pants. We'll find out in a minute.
I mean, obviously that's a little hyperbolic, but I mean, it'd be, you know, something. Brian, you know, I really like you. And it's like, oh, yeah. I think you're quite attractive as well. I will literally say something like, oh, yes, well, I think you're rather attractive as well. Or, oh, yes,
right.
I would certainly like to see you naked or something to that extent. Very, very bad at just being like, oh, you like me. Well, I mean.
So what do you hate more, trying to read being flirted with or trying to flirt?
Oh, I think trying to flirt. It's so awkward for me. It's so awkward for me. There was this time, this was years ago. I think I had just moved to where I'm living now in Kent, and this girl started talking to me, and I tried to flirt by saying something like, oh yeah, something really stupid, like, oh yeah, you've got boobs, or you know, something just like, I was trying to, I don't even know, say that I liked her. I'm not even entirely, I was just like nervous, I guess, and I just like came out like, oh yeah, you've got boobs. And I'm gonna leave now. I apologize.
You tried, and
I tried, man. I just like every girl that I've had any kind of relationship with, it's been just very direct communication. I've never done well with the indirect flirty stuff where I'm trying to kind of communicate in a socially acceptable way or whatever, and trying to convey that, hey, I like you and you might like me and we might have fun together.
I think there's levels of it though. Like when I like when somebody likes you and they're not overtly like, hey, you know, I want to fuck your brains out. Like, granted, if somebody said it to me, I'd probably be like, oh, great, pretty, that's
I'd left. Be fine
no,
with that.
No, I'm okay with it.
Perfectly. That's like, the exact kind of thing I wish happened to me.
I'm talking about like that mid-level thing where it's like, are we just being nice to each other? Or are we trying to fuck?
Yeah, no, like, that mid-level is awful.
That's the worst thing.
That is awful. And I mean, it's especially bad when like it happens with like just creepy people. Just like flirting with people that they probably shouldn't be flirting with or don't want to be flirted with. You know, I used to work with this girl at a movie theater, and she got flirted with all the time by these, you know, Tinkerbell-titted old men. And they would come up to her and just, you know, start talking to her like, hey, I want some popcorn. And she had very long hair at the time, and she'd get nervous and kind of run her hands through her hair. And they thought that for whatever reason, that's a cue for flirtation. So all of a sudden, the demeanor of this Tinkerbell-titted motherfucker changes. And all of a sudden, he's putting his hand on the counter and he's like, oh, "Hi, darling. I would like extra popcorn with that butter." And then there's this one time this old man actually was like, "Darling, let me buy you a pack of candy." When I came scurrying on over to this girl, I was like, she's not a child. She's not going to get in your van with you. She doesn't need any candy. She appreciates the offer, but I think that...
you can go fuck yourself.
You can go fuck yourself, basically. That's fucking creepy, dude.
Can we go back to what exactly constitutes Tinkerbell tits?
That's a great... I just coined that phrase. So.
All right.
How about Tinkerbell titted means, you know, those guys who, you know, when you get old and your, you know, your fine abs and chest don't look the way it used to, if it ever looked that way.
I'm dreading
all.
That day. Yeah, well.
And you kind of start to sag and you kind of look like you got little titties, but they're kind of like, they're not super impressive. So they're the little Tinkerbell guys, the little Tinkerbell titties.
I wish we had a video podcast.
Jeremy
right
is showing
now.
Us his Tinkerbell tits right now.
They're not saggy yet.
They're still perky.
Yeah, you know why? Because people clap at them and they come back to life.
They come back to life.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. The old men have dead Tinkerbell tits.
They do have the dead. They have the dead. They have the dead tink tits.
Mm-hmm. Dead tink tits. That's that's the next band name.
Do you believe in fairies?
No. And then your tits die.
So you haven't been in situations where people are flirting with you just because they like flirting?
I have no idea. I don't know what that looks like, to be completely honest. Give me an example, and maybe I can...
Okay, so basically, a best example I can give is bartenders. Because, you know, they're being extra nice and making extra eye contact and showing off a little more of their assets, and the conversation turns a little bit sexual, but not overt.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I got you. I guess, like, when that happens, especially with, like, a bartender, I don't even seem to register it as flirting. I kind of register it as, oh, this is this individual's job. Mm. This individual is just trying to get more money from me. And
if you make me really feel good
about myself, whether this is flirting or not, I might give you an extra dollar or two because, hey, I don't mind being flattered every
time. It took me a long time to realize that. I'd say probably till about 24, 25 when I realized. Wow. And I started calling it, like, you know, I used to fall in love with fucking bartenders.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
All right. Mm. And, but I don't know if I coined the term. It's what I started calling it, is like, I got bartended.
Yeah, bartended. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's where, you know, it's like, we exchange numbers, you become friends on a certain level, and then you make some sort of advance, and it's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
I read this whole thing very wrong.
And I had friends growing up that, you know, all of a sudden we'd be sitting on the couch and the conversation would get a little sexual, but not overtly sexual. Like, you know, all of a sudden we're talking about going down on each other. But it wasn't actually like, you know, we're not actually going to do it. It was just, you
know. It was a hypothetical liaison between, or a hypothetical oral
It was, we didn't have that kind of relationship, but, you know, that it twisted a little bit, but it wasn't because, like, something was actually going to, it's just they enjoy flirting.
So was it like a conditional, like, if you gave me a beach, how would you take my balls?
No, it was more like, you know, at the time, you know, my cunnilingus move was to, because I had
cunnilingus.
Did you say your cunnilingus move?
Yeah, because at the
I like
time
you have a move for it.
Yeah. Well, at the time, before I was shit. When did I have it done? I think when I was 20, I had the frenum under my tongue cut.
Oh,
because I couldn't extend my tongue out at all straight ahead. So, like, I had to suck on the clitoris. Like, that was it. Like, otherwise, I just look like a puppy. Just lapping up at the tiniest, smelliest water dish.
Did the girl ever go, here, boy. Good boy. Good boy.
I mean, I have been called a good boy many times. But
many times.
It's
he was also wearing a leash when that happened too. So
yeah, it was that was a thing I had for a while, but that's neither here nor there.
Please tell me you at least had a spiked collar.
I did have a spiked collar.
Or one of
those
chokers for, you know, people that dogs that yank real hard.
I had one of those as well. Yeah. It was from my first dog, Abby One. I still had her leash and I would wear it around. And, you know, a couple people's first flirting move with me would be to grab the leash and lead me around. And, you know,
well, I would get that.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it was... that doesn't necessarily mean that they want to fuck, though. It's just, you know,
they want to be in control.
We're playing around.
Well, I mean, yeah, flirting doesn't necessarily mean sexual advancement.
No, it doesn't.
I get that. Yeah, no, but like,
it's good to make that point, too.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean that.
I mean, you could have, apparently, this is what I'm, again, told. I don't know. I mean, you guys can weigh in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, flirt with just your eyes. I have rather dead eyes, so I don't know how someone could ever see me staring at them.
And not be like, completely terrified.
Man, that person wants to kill me?
No, I mean, I don't know. Like, there's the whole thing of, like, when you look at somebody, like, you're like, oh, I would totally fuck that person. And then you get caught.
I don't even really
you're
register.
You're just telling me that you don't look around.
No, this is what I do. This is what I do, right? I kind of, like, look at somebody very attractive. That's a very attractive lady, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, like, if there was ever a moment in which it felt like it was okay to have that thought, you know, oh, I wouldn't mind seeing that lady naked, then I would kind of feel like I'm allowed to have that thought. But mostly, it just kind of registers as, oh, that's a rather attractive individual. Oh, that's a very pretty lady. And then, you know, you're like watching a porn. You're like, I want to see that girl with her clothes on right now.
I just...
because that just seems more appropriate in that circumstance.
I have been caught by flirty eyes so many times.
I just picture you like batting your eyes like fucking Bambi.
How about, show me your flirty eyes.
I don't have flirty eyes. I recognize them.
Okay.
It's haunting.
Yeah, what? So I'm told that you can flirt with your eyes, but I still don't know if I really understand.
I used to have a picture in my phone that I could show you, but I had to delete it. It took me a couple years.
I mean, like, people give seductive looks. Like,
what's a seductive look, though?
I mean, like,
Jordan, no, people like, you know,
Jordan's seductive look is duck face and doe eyes.
Go fuck yourself.
Does duck face count as a seductive
no.
look? Because there's a lot of duck
that,
face pictures.
That
on,
counts as, like, I kind of want to punch that person in the face.
I'm not saying that is what you're attracted to, Jordan. What I'm saying is that you have to show that your beautiful, fuckable lips look like a girl's blown-out asshole. So,
all right, I'll give you, like, this guy.
Let me see.
That's a seductive look.
How is that a seductive look? He looks like he's being pensive almost. He's just like... or he's got a poop or something. He's like focused. He's like,
for those of you that are looking for the visual aid for this display,
your Instagram.
Yeah, go to the Instagram.
Is that somebody you know?
That is Adam Cole, baby.
He's a professional wrestler.
And I don't think he's being seductive there. I think he's trying to figure out where that smell is coming from.
See? Or he's really concentrating or something. That's
he just
like,
looks like a seductive
those
person.
Those are literally like my poop eyes.
My
like,
poop eyes.
If I'm on the toilet, I pretty much have
no,
those
like,
eyes going.
Those, no, those, oh, okay. Like, I'm talking like panic, like that where you're like, oh, I gotta go. Mm. Like, and yeah, those aren't those eyes. Those are, because those are wide eyes. You're like,
oh, no, those, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're in, like, the car, and you, like, have a hit on a cigarette, and your stomach drops, you're like, all of a sudden, your eyes just shoot up, and you're like, oh, boy, can I make it to the university in time or not? I don't know.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, my worst poop eyes are when I get a hacking, coughing fit, and then I'm trying to figure out, oh, did I just shit myself? And this happens to me at least once a week, so I have not taken very good care of my body.
So poop eyes, definitely not flirty eyes.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Although Parappa the Rappa indicated that those eyes can be very similar. As Daisy misread the situation as Parappa the Rappa being manly when he needed to go.
Wait, what about Parappa the Rappa's eyes?
Do you remember the fourth level of Parappa the Rappa when he has to go to the bathroom and he has to battle everybody to go to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
In that drive over there, she thinks he's being very manly, but he has to take a shit.
So this entire... I have to poop often. Let's just get that out of the way. So this entire time when I'm concealing having to take a shit, people might have thought that I was being manly.
Yeah.
Which is... way better for my self-esteem than previously
which
thought.
Was definitely not the case.
Definitely not the case. I'm just thinking they're like, oh, I hope this sphincter is made out of steel. That bad boy just clamps down right now.
I really hope that I can just hold this in.
I have worked out this sphincter for years.
All for this moment. Mm. And probably the one I'm going to have 3 months from now.
I think the next time someone, that's never really happened to me, but the next time, if the time ever occurs that someone thinks that I'm giving them flirty eyes, I'm just going to tell them, no, I really have to take a shit.
I'm sure that'll save you some problems with your fiance.
That needs to make it, that needs
she'd
to make its
bust
way.
She'd probably bust up laughing if I did that to someone. That'd be great.
That needs to make its way into a video.
Like, no, I just have to poop.
My flirty eyes are my poopy eyes.
That's scary.
You beautiful brown eye.
Brown-eyed girl has a whole new meaning.
Yeah. No, I just, man, that, I just remember, like, a couple people staring at me, and it was just like, oh, man. Yep.
Did you have to take a shit?
No, I did not have to take a shit.
Did you pretend like you had to take a shit so you didn't keep getting those looks?
Excused myself.
We should just like grasp our stomachs. Oh no!
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta walk away with that.
They think it's butterflies. Walk. Then,
well, not if you give the eye up to poop walk. I think that's probably a clear indicator.
Like the clinch walk.
Yeah. Or like the I've already pooped myself walk, where it's the wide stance instead.
Really scare him away.
Yeah.
Oh, see, the I have already pooped myself walk. I don't do the wide stance. I stroll away like nothing happened. It's like, it's already too late.
I guess once you get to a certain age, it's probably like, yep, yeah, fuck it.
I just shit myself again.
That was 22 for me. Yeah, as I said, I don't take very good care of myself. So, What are the most common situations you find yourself being flirted with, and you're not reading it?
Oh, well, it's tough because people literally tell me like that girl was flirting with you, so it's hard to just be like, oh yeah, I recognize this is a situation that's flirting that I didn't recognize before. Mm-hmm. There are times when I actually have to ask someone like, is that flirting? Does that count as flirting? What's going on? Because I'm trying to understand like the social cue. This is what happens all the time if I'm like watching TV. Mm-hmm. I'll lean over and I'll ask whoever I'm with. I'm like, that counts as flirting, what they're doing right now, right? And they kind of give me this, you're a fucking moron look and go, yeah, obviously. But I mean.
So flirting, the definition of it, behave as though attracted to or trying to attract someone. But for amusement rather than serious intentions.
But for amusement?
That's interesting.
Oh, boy.
As I said, some people just enjoy flirting. And
how is it amusing to go through that whole rigmarole, though? That whole complex, I have to read your emotions or your kind of social cues, and you have to read my social cues. And am I reading your cues right? Are you reading my cues right?
It seems
should
like
I
an incredible
be thinking
waste of time.
About all of your cues? Is this an indication that perhaps since I'm in a committed relationship, we shouldn't continue this conversation? Or is that, you know, to just end it abruptly? Would that be rude? I mean, that the whole thing is just really stupid.
And I have to take a shit.
Yeah, that would be a great just way to end it, right? I recognize, oh, this is flirting, and this might have intent of going somewhere. Nope, stop it right now. Excuse me, I have to poop.
I have gotten out of a weird situation by excusing myself to the bathroom. I was
awesome.
Making out with my buddy's ex-wife at a party. And I was like, and she was putting my hand down her pants, and I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
I have to poop. If I'm not back in a few hours, just, you know, just do it yourself.
I have also been like in a serious like thing where like me and this girl were going at it for hours because I was drunk, but also I was drunk on Old Crow. Ooh. And their bathroom was broken. So I had to drive over to the Acme, like 10 miles away, go to the bathroom, come back. We start going at it again. Like a half hour later, I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom again. This went on all night. It was the worst.
Like you had the shit?
Yeah. Because I had the whiskey shits.
Oh, God.
Like my dick was working fine, but like things were not being contained.
The worst.
I'm sorry, yeah. Dude. At that point, like, if you're getting laid, you gotta kind of like make an exception. If they don't have a bathroom, dig, squat, and bury, clean up, and go back to work.
No. It was.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that committed to get my dick wet.
No. It was like, you know, non. It wasn't. We weren't like having penis and vagina sex. We were doing other things.
Mouth stuff, hand stuff.
Yeah, lots of mouth.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff was offered up, but I declined.
And this was this was the buddy's ex-wife?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. This was a different...
This was not the buddy's ex-wife. Like, I didn't, like... That was just... that was too weird for me. I just... I thought that I could handle that because I was drunk enough. And
Turns out...
And I was just like... No, like, I, like, officiated at your wedding, and now, like, we're banging on my friend's couch. Can we not do this?
That's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable as fuck.
I've always been really, like, relationship boundaries have always been, like, a very, like, I won't go after, like, a friend's ex or like that. You just don't do it.
Yeah.
Except for when I wanted to bang Jason's...
What? Wait, what?
In high school.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you fucking...
What? Well, don't get...
I'm trying to think of her...
Think of the nickname.
Yeah. Hitler.
Is it Hitler?
It was Hitler.
All right. I didn't know you wanted to bang Hitler.
Oh, yeah. We were and we were friends after high school, too.
I'm cutting that part of the...
Of course you are.
I didn't know you wanted to bang Hitler. That's just going in the open.
Yeah, that was a thing. That was a total thing. But that's like that's the only time I can really think of. Like,
please tell me she was Hitler because she had a gas problem.
That would have been good. No, but she was Hitler because she was very, very controlling, I think.
Yeah.
Did she scream at bars?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I know for a fact she is fucking nuts.
Like Hitler, there you go. It worked.
Yeah, I mean...
We didn't really think out our nicknames for people very well. It was just kind of like, you seem like Hitler, therefore you are Hitler.
All right, here's a question. Do you think Hitler was a cutter?
No, I think Hitler was a sensitive man. Hitler was a sensitive man.
Aren't most people who are cutters sensitive people?
Can you imagine how intercourse was for Hitler? I mean, think about how he got down and dirty.
He didn't have any kids, did he?
Because he was fucking his dogs.
German shepherds.
Eva Braun was his beard. Yeah. Hitler had that little tiny little mustache because it brushed up against the dog's asshole while he was sucking their balls.
Yeah, he wasn't cutting off dogs' balls.
No.
There's no way.
No, he wanted those dogs to come, so they knew. How else do you train dogs when you're Hitler?
I thought you were going to stop right there.
No, when you're Hitler.
I'm like, Jeremy, is there something...
I don't know how you train dogs.
The only thing I appreciate about Hitler is how he trained fucking dogs. That's disturbing.
Yes.
Does that count as flirting?
Yeah, when you
have to kind of coax the dog in. It's like, yeah, boy.
Yeah,
I got the jiffy.
Yeah,
it's your favorite.
Who likes the Skippy peanut butter?
Who likes the Skippy?
What do you think Hitler flirting was like?
Oh my God! Yeah, Jesus.
I think.
Now I actually just had a terrifying thought. Is Hitler's understanding of flirting about my level of understanding of flirting? Because I might think that he didn't get it either, which now terrifies me on some, not logical level, but emotional level.
Yeah, you know, at least you don't hate Jews.
I don't hate anybody, really, but Jesus.
Yeah, that's a terrifying thought. You're right. So, other social cues. Do you have problems picking up other social cues, or is it limited to flirting?
I don't know. Like, what do you mean by other social cues? Like anger?
Pretty
good at picking up when people are mad.
Yeah, that's...
Well, actually, I don't know. Sometimes I do have to ask. I'm like, are you upset with me right now?
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes people are trying to hide that, so it's...
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're good at hiding it, it might take me a while.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't pick up on insinuation, do you?
No, I'm not the most observant of people, I guess, which is kind of weird.
No, you are in some degrees. Maybe
yeah,
not
just, maybe
that.
Just not, maybe
people.
Just not. My emotional IQ is low, I think. Like my...
That's common for people that are really smart.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, you're...
I should have better emotional IQ then.
Well, it's actually a common thing among gifted children. It's...
Gifted.
I certainly was not a gifted child. Mm. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
He's also no. He's
I was
also
a piece of shit when I was a child.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're not smart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was.
I did eat Comet like 3 times when I was a kid.
You just saw how fucked the world was. Well, like, I'm going to take myself out now,
no,
Mom.
The way I kind of, you know, because my mother loves to tell people that I just met that story. Did you know Brian ate Comet 3 times? I got to defend myself. I was like, look, it was a scientific experiment, and I had to verify the results at least 2 more times before I was firmly convinced.
You never bet. You've never, like, gone back and heard me like, and she's a great parent for letting me fucking do it.
Oh, God damn it, Jordan. Why didn't I ever think of doing that?
Mm. You, next time, just be like, and she's my mom.
I'll just be like, and this is the lady who raised me.
All right, so I have questions about this.
Does it taste good?
No.
I'd imagine not. Did you put a little pile on the counter and then stick your tongue in it? Or did you put it in your hand?
I literally think I just picked it up like, you know, fucking, I don't know, it looks like I'm just
sprinkle
face
it on
right
like
now.
Parmesan cheese.
I just like dumped it all over myself like,
Like, this is fun.
Like, this is fun, man. Just open up. It's like catching snow, right? Just open up your mouth and see what kind of falls in.
Maybe
open
the
up your
bleach,
mouth see what lands.
Maybe the bleach burned that part of your brain out where it's like, I don't understand flirting now.
Yeah,
why? Because I ate Comet.
Damn, that's so
three
good.
Times.
I'm going to use that next three time. Times. Next time my fiance asks me, you know, why didn't you pick up on that? She was flirting with you. I'm like, I don't know. I ate Comet 3 times.
Yeah. I ate Comet 3 times. I have to poop. Leave me alone.
It's good.
Yeah. Do you have problems with your students flirting with you?
One time I had a student that I'm pretty sure flirted with me. So I had a student that was talking to me after class in my office hours. And then she started asking personal questions about my life.
Mm.
And at first I was like, you know, oh, I went to school here and there. And first I was studying this. And then I went to philosophy. And then blah, blah, blah. And I did, you know, was going off like it was a normal conversation. And then she started asking questions like, oh, yeah, you know. How long have you been with your... She was just my girlfriend at the time. How long have you been with your girlfriend? And at that point I stopped and I was like, I don't know if this is appropriate anymore.
Yeah.
I think this is starting to cross a line.
Yeah.
You know, I've read the play Oleana a bunch of times, and that makes me really paranoid about interacting with students in any kind of way that might be considered sexual. So basically I was like, sorry, I have to take a shit this conversation. No, I'm just kidding. I was like, well, we've been dating for a while, but, you know, I actually have an appointment in like 10 minutes or so. So we're going to have to, unfortunately, end this conversation. You can send me an email about the rest of your questions.
This little soiree.
She didn't email me. Go figure. And we didn't have another conversation like that. So hopefully that was a kind of, you get the picture.
So she knew how to pick up on what he was putting down.
Yeah. Which is probably for the best. I've been in that situation before with coworkers, where it's like, yes, we're coworkers, we're very close, but then all of a sudden they're like, how long have you been with your girlfriend? And I'm like, don't wait this out, girl. This is
it just scares Jeremy because it's normally a dude asking him that.
I mean, look. Occasionally I'll have a little twink boy.
A little twink boy.
Yeah.
Is he Tinkerbell titted?
No.
Twinkerbell?
Twinkerbell. I don't know what it is, but that happens a lot. Yeah.
Well, like, with a student, you know, it's like, man, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. We don't talk on any kind of personal level. You ask questions in class. I like you a lot as a student. You're engaging. You seem to be interested in the topic. You know, we can talk about this. You really seem to be taking the material and using it in your own life. And as a, you know, instructor, that's all I really ever want, is get mm-hmm. people thinking about the topics we're talking about and apply them to their lives. And, you know, just out of the blue, she used to come to office hours and just ask questions about the material. But just out of the blue one day, she just started asking more personal stuff. Mm. And I was, you know, it's just like,
what that mouth do?
I don't have the kind of relationship with you where I think I want to talk about this.
Next thing you know, your fiance is poisoned with fucking Comet and you're the culprit.
No, I love my fiance.
I know you do.
Very much. In case you're listening.
Which, please do. We need all the listens we can get.
Every single one.
Every one.
I'm trying to think of... What do you think Donald Trump flirts like?
Oh, my God.
I guess he actually said it.
I am the best at flirting. I have all the best flirts.
Believe me.
You have to believe me. Believe me. I've known all the best flirters. I've gotten the best advice on flirting. I am the best kind of flirter.
I mean, I guess technically he, leading into the election, he did say how he grabbed him by the pussy. What
grabbed
he said.
Grabbed by the pussy, yeah. I mean,
he's a cunt.
He is a giant piece of shit, yeah.
I mean, I have been told that apparently when I drank, I did that a couple of times.
Ooh, that's not the best.
No.
No.
It was somebody I was in a relationship with, but
still not the best.
No, I'm not proud of myself for that, and that's one of the many reasons I don't drink anymore. I find that, if I look back on those years of my life, I think I was a little too aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, partially because I was, I had no control over anything because I was hammered.
Yeah.
And, I was...
Not that that's an excuse, but...
It's not an excuse, but it's something that I had to fix about myself.
Right, right,
so
absolutely. And you're woke AF now.
Yeah, you fix that. Boy.
I mean, I had fantastic. To, man. It's, I don't want to be that guy.
No, fuck
it
that.
It was a side effect of my drinking, and it was like, ugh. Like,
well, the fact that you got over that, it's actually a great accomplishment.
And yeah, it's been a year now, man.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Sincerely.
And he still hangs out with me.
Yeah, you drink all the fucking time.
On the weekends, yeah. Just a lot.
You used to drink all the time on the weekdays, too, didn't you?
It was bad for a long time. Yeah. It was really bad. I got that shit under control. I just binge drink and have fun. I don't get angry and sad anymore.
I did flirt when I was drunk sometimes.
With me.
Yeah, but... You know, again, that was for amusement.
Yeah.
It was for amusement. Like I've done a lot of amusement flirting, mostly with Jordan,
because it makes people laugh.
I do my amusement flirting with my cat. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you are like Hitler.
Oh, God, that's not funny at all.
Yo,
cat's of age, though. Let me just put it out. She's like 20 years old, so that's fucked up.
There is a cat in my life named Little Bit, who loves me, and this is how she showed her affection to me. She got on my lap, turned over on her belly, and started spreading her legs and looking down at her vagina and meowing at me.
Yeah, that's
cat flirting, and that is scary.
Yeah,
because when I rebuffed her advances, she was very upset.
The way my cat shows her affection, she doesn't flirt. She's a good cat. The way she shows her affection is just by getting on my lap, looking up at me very kindly and lovingly, standing up, arching her back, and then shitting on my fucking lap.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's a 20-year-old cat.
Yeah, it's a 20-year-old cat. And she's kind of like, so remember when you forgot to feed me for a few hours the other day?
This is for that,
you motherfucking piece of shit.
And this is not flirting.
And she just looks dead at me like, you see what I'm doing, right? You see what I'm about to do, right? It's happening. It's happening.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's not flirting. I guess for some people, that might be flirting.
Well, no, it could be flirting because it's for her amusement.
It's for her amusement, and shitting on someone is very sexual.
Well, there's people into that, right?
There are.
Yeah.
I don't happen to be one of them.
I don't personally know anyone, but I do.
You've
know
never gotten in a tub naked?
I have.
With the lady that you're seeing, and she squats over you?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if you had.
I can't say that I
Look.
Have.
I'm always open to suggestions. That's all I'm saying.
I'd definitely let somebody pee on me before shit on me, that's for sure.
Like,
if I had a choice?
I don't want that choice, though. I don't.
What if you were proposed that choice, though?
Can I just decline?
No!
I'm just going to pull a Bartleby and be like, I'd prefer not to.
No, that's not how this works.
Wait, you're giving him the choice between number one or number two?
Yes.
Is that what's going on here?
I'd just be like, well...
Why would you want somebody to shit on you ever? Or piss on you, I guess.
That seems like a false dichotomy. I think there's a third option here, so I'm going to opt out. Peace. Bye-bye.
Later.
Look.
Third option's both.
Third option's both? The fourth option could just be run and see what happens.
Thankfully, it wasn't runny.
You are fucking disgusting. We've all seen Tub Girl, right?
I haven't fucking seen Tub Girl. I don't watch that.
No. Tub Girl's like, it was when we were in high school. It's like just a picture. It's like tubgirl.com, and it's foul. Vile.
It's like that. Two girls, one cop. And all that. Oh,
watched that video.
I never got into any of that, nor wanted to experience any of that.
I've also never seen The Human Centipede.
Yeah, that's
the second one. I've seen
parts of The Human Centipede, and it was about 10 minutes. I was like, nope. I'm out.
Yeah. No, it's just I experimented a lot when I was younger, so I'm not ashamed of it. Like,
I experimented too, but I didn't let people poop on me. I mean,
look, there are a lot of options to figure out what you're into. Like, I just look at it as the same thing. Like, I shaved my entire body for a few years. I figured out that I wasn't...
I shaved my body. Yeah, I let somebody shit on me.
Yeah. While I had my entire body shaved.
Was that part of the appeal?
Well, dude, you don't want...
It just runs smoother that way.
You don't want shit to get in your chest hair.
I don't want shit on me in the first place. I'm sorry. I know that you say, you have a lot of things and time to figure out what you like. I'm pretty positive I wouldn't like that.
I love how a discussion about flirting turned into people pooping on each other.
This is why I'm bad at flirting. Because it often goes to this place.
Like, because people are like,
I start
Hi.
Off just, getting a little flirty eyes. Next thing I know, she's taking a crap in my chest. Yeah. You know?
No, I just picture Jeremy. It's like, oh, hi, Jeremy. Will you shit on my chest?
Please tell me you will poop on my chest.
Well, you'll appreciate this story, Shear. We're talking about flirting, and I'm not trying to say flirting and what we're about to talk about are synonymous. They're not.
Okay.
We're going to tell a story about the time we watched Last House on the Left.
Oh, my God.
Shear will love this story.
This is uncomfortable. I'm just uncomfortable. Meat is...
Were you... No, you weren't living with your grandma.
No, I was staying there in a transition period between moving from Cleveland to Kent.
Yeah. So it was when they did the remake of Last House on the Left, which has if I'm not mistaken, it's like a 7-minute rape scene in it.
Yeah.
And it's brutal and disgusting. And so we're at his grandma's house. You've met Eric before.
Yes.
Eric is Brian's cousin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we're all at grandma's house. And
sweet old lady,
sweetest old lady,
very Southern Baptist, very just
cut from that cloth.
Yeah.
And we're watching. All right, first and foremost, we're in this small ass little room.
small room. We're all packed together like sardines, kind of. Mm-hmm. A little room on this little tiny TV that looks like we're trying to hide something.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Oh. And she walks in during the rape scene.
Mm-hmm.
She comes in. You boys want something to? Just pause it. So staring at the screen for like the entire fucking scene.
And Brian, without missing a beat, goes, "Hi, Grandma." Oh, that's a good story. Yeah, that's a fun one.
Oh man,
were her eyes and her mouth wide as she was watching, or was she just
she was just dead stare?
Yeah, it was like disappointment and
I don't know
fear.
It was just. Oh, no, now I have to go to hell because I saw this. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Now I have to go to hell.
Oh, fucking bastards of grandchildren, I fucking hate you.
My grandmother took me to the movie theater to see Pulp Fiction. And
did she know what it was going to be like beforehand?
I don't know.
That's the best answer. I'm still to this day not sure.
All I know is that, you know, my dad called and asked how the movie was, and she was like, oh, it was fuck this and fuck that. And somehow that was more disturbing, hearing her say fuck, than watching what happened in Pulp Fiction.
I was going to say, like, the fucking... The scene with the gimp. Like,
yeah.
You were what? You were 13 when that came out, right?
Came out in 93?
94.
94, I was 14 then.
14, okay. Jeez. I mean, see, that's like, at least you weren't like, if somebody would have taken us to see Pulp Fiction when it came out.
Yeah, we're pretty young. I saw Pulp Fiction with my best friend Steve's grandfather, actually, on a camping trip. Mm. He paused the movie halfway through to tell us boys what Pulp Fiction really is. He took about a half an hour kind of just break from the movie mm-hmm. to just tell us what Pulp Fiction is. And then we went back to, you know, motherfuck this.
Yeah. But you got a lesson in literature.
I got a lesson in literature and in history. I mean, this was not like a brief pause and let me tell you what Pulp Fiction is. This was, let me give you the entire history of Pulp Fiction starting way back at the advent of, I don't fucking know, writing. And we'll move up from there.
Old pulp magazines. That's all I know.
Yeah, was that like, I don't really remember that well, to be honest.
No.
It was a long lecture, and I was younger.
And I just went, so and I just wanted to finish the fucking movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think he was flirting with you?
No, but you know what? He did give me some great advice going forward in my life, my romantic life to be, where he told me that if I ever wanted to, you know, get married with a lady, I need to come up with a list of questions that I need to ask her. And the first thing on that list is, of course, do you have the herp? You got herpes? No? Check it off. All right, good to go. But then, of course, my best friend's dad had to chime in. He said, well, what kind of herpes are we talking about here? And then, of course, Grandpa says, well, you know, you typically can't get herpes just from kissing someone unless, you know, and he's trying to kind of, you know, go through a statement. And then Steve's father, without missing a beat, goes, well, you can get herpes from kissing certain lips. Or
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That was my teenage life.
There's a short form of herpes called herpangina that I got while I was at Boy Scout camp, where you get sores on the inside of your mouth. And it was the worst. I could eat nothing but popsicles for a week. And it's a virus, so there's really nothing you can do about it. You just have to wait it out. And, you know, that, I think, is more the terrifying part of herpes is when you get the, like, the open sores and shit. But for the most part, it ain't like that. So, like, who cares?
Right.
Besides that, I kind of want herpes because that way I can give it to people.
Oh, all right. That was...
I really like to watch people suffer. So
giving it...
So your way of flirting is inflicting
chemical
suffering.
Warfare?
Chemical warfare. Biological warfare.
Biological warfare.
I kind of want the kind of strain of HPV that gives pussy cancer.
Oh, so you can go up to a lady and be like, hey.
Yeah.
You want that vag cancer? You want... You want to wake up one day and regret every decision you've ever made?
Yeah. Start with me.
That's right.
Yeah. I really want to kill somebody.
I know.
Slowly.
Dark turn.
Oh, it always takes a dark turn.
All yeah. Right. Well, I've got a lot of terrible thoughts.
That's how Jeremy flirts.
Yes.
He wants to kill people.
Flirts. All right. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm a very playful boy, but you know. I play rough. What can I say?
I play rough.
Yeah, I play rough. I want you to die, but I also want to make you come. So,
whatever happens first.
Yeah, whatever happens first, I'm fine with. No, I mean, where do you draw the line between being flirty and being creepy?
Well, usually I think that line is drawn on the flirtatious or sexual advances not being wanted by the other person. I think that's a pretty solid line to draw, you know.
That's fair.
Someone comes up.
All right, fair enough, because I agree with you completely. How do you figure that out, though?
Well, for me, that's hard.
I'm
generally all right at telling when other people are really uncomfortable with, you know, people.
Other people,
you know,
yeah.
With other individuals, maybe hitting on them or flirting with them. And, sometimes, like I said, I worked with a girl who was, you know, nice lady, but kind of ditzy.
Yeah.
And got really uncomfortable with some of these old men that would flirt with her, but didn't really quite have the spine, I guess, to just walk away from the situation. And so sometimes other people would have to come in and just kind of cut it off. Like, no, this conversation's over. She's not going to take you in the back and slip that pickle up in there. That's not going to happen. You need to leave. This is actually making her uncomfortable.
So it's not like you're even mansplaining. She wouldn't do that for herself.
I don't know what you just meant.
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm just thinking of sex and turning of going in the back and just slipping that pickle up in there.
Slipping a pickle, man.
It's weird what certain people take from conversations.
Well, it's just like I'm picturing going in the back by the ice machine. All right, put it in me. Slip that pickle in. Let's get this over with.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, well, yep. You know, it's... there's terrible shit that happens, Jordan.
Yeah, that is true.
Unfortunately. Yeah, but I mean, I any kind of advance that's unwanted is always fucking creepy.
Right, no,
that's...
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk about flirting a lot, like it, you know, indicates something that could be construed as, you know, sexual, usually, because that's the way that I tend to typically understand it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the flirtation that's for what? What is it? Enjoyment? Was that the definition? Was
yes.
That the
word? Yeah.
Amusement.
Amusement, yeah. No fucking clue what that means. Mm. Legitimately, I get that people do things for amusement or whatever, but I don't know how that is amusing at all. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's hard for me. It's like grating on me to be like, yeah, so you are nice looking.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
creepy.
Smell good too. And that is pleasant. Yeah, that's just...
Well, we all can't flirt
like Hitler.
And
it pretty much sounds like that. I mean, coming out, I mean, it's just... That's not amusing or pleasant. You know, it's just,
yeah.
Is that why you started flirting like Hitler with your cat?
I think... I have no idea.
I always have the problem that, you know, I tend to, like, jump way over the line when I'm flirting because, you know, I'm very gross, and but you know I've you know read cues a lot better to like, all right, like this isn't fun anymore. Like you've made it too weird, and I'm like, all right, I'm sorry, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And go back to normal. But you know it's less. I am even when I'm doing that, even when I'm being like overly gross, I'm doing it for amusement. Like a couple of times, it's worked out in my favor. To where it was like, I don't know if this is going to be a thing, but then it became a thing. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, I just like being gross. So
thanks for that description. I actually think that I flirt quite often than sometimes. Because I did enjoy just taking situations and just being just as, you know, flippant as possible. Mm. And just kind of seeing how awkward the situation could become.
Yeah.
Because for some reason I thought that was funny.
Because it is.
Didn't realize I was actually flirting though. Mm. But
you know, sometimes it can be.
Flirting just... for amusement. No, I get it now. This is kind of like a mind blowing moment for me.
The
We did it again.
the last time that I can remember this happening, where it kind of caught on. Was this girl that I was hanging out with at the Eurogyro, and somehow the conversation got into me eating gummy worms out of her vagina while she was on her period. She ended up sleeping with somebody else that night.
I wonder why. That's awesome, though.
We ended up messing around another time, but it was weird. So
were there gummy worms involved?
There were no gummy worms involved. I think that's why it was weird.
Was she on her period?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know someone who might have been really into that.
Yeah.
Someone who was enjoying hiding Hershey's kisses.
Oh yeah. There's that too.
Yeah.
There's that whole thing. We had a friend in high school. Brian, you can take this one.
Please explain.
Yeah, so we had a friend in high school who was dating this girl. And, you know, this is the first, I don't know, we were what, 16, 17?
Yeah.
This is the first, like, time he had been, you know, intimately involved with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they liked to do oral sex often or other kinds of things. They didn't actually have intercourse, but, you know, doing their thing. Apparently, this mutual friend of ours got bored or something, felt very adventurous, like, you know, maybe he wanted to go on an adventure. And he was apparently, as he tells it, eating this girl out, performing cunnilingus. And he decided to unwrap a Hershey's kiss and hide it up in there. And then he tried to find it with his tongue, I guess. And it was never found.
No.
Nope. It was never found.
It was never found.
That one's name, the nickname for that girl was Crustables.
Yes, yeah, it was.
Because of that story.
There was also the time that, it's going to be fun to say it like this, Hitler got fucked with hand sanitizer as lube.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Yeah, Hitler got, yeah. That was.
How?
That's a great story. She told that story to everyone. So when I heard that story, I was at my prom. We were all at the prom table, and she turns to my good friend who's dating her and decides that we're going to tell this story about how my good friend mistakenly thought that the hand sanitizer was lube or something, rubbed it all over the condom, and then whoop.
Oh,
that did not turn out well.
Ow.
That yep. did not turn out well.
Nope.
Oh.
That's a true story.
That is.
We had some fucking dumb friends.
We had some very dumb friends.
Ow.
Yeah. And from what we've been told is she screamed.
Yeah.
Well, of course she did.
It was yeah.
She had rubbing alcohol put in her cooter.
Apparently she ran to the bathroom and just sat underneath the faucet or the
whatever
bath, you know, whatever it was, yeah. But
that poor girl, that sucks, dude.
That's the girl that you wanted to bang.
I know, I wanted to bang Hitler, yeah. And I know he listens to the show, and I love him very, very much.
Oh,
you fucking moron!
Yeah, you fish faced asshole. I love you.
On that note. They love Jordan and Brian love fish faced asshole.
Plugs.
By the time this is coming out on Friday night, this coming Friday night, August 25th, I will be hosting the late night comedy showcase with Unsuitable Language at the Bop Stop, featuring Swami and Marlon Fears as our special guests.
Chris Wernowski is going to be there, right?
Chris Wernowski, Rob Coleman, who Rob Coleman is somebody that I've been working with for a long time. He's very funny. And Rob Telecki. And I
just saw that.
Yeah, I think there's one more person. Kristen Galewood and John Wellington will, of course, be there, as they are Unsuitable Language. And then
we have our show coming up.
We are going to be doing a live recording of Let the Hate Flow Through You in Kalamazoo, Michigan on September 9th. Saturday, September 9th. Doors at 7, show at 8. It is only $5 to get in.
We will have merch.
We will have Let the Hate Flow Through You shirts. We will be recording two episodes, so two different topics. And then following the live recording of Let the Hate Flow Through You, the Sad Boys Social Club will be doing their 90-minute sketch show. I just got the lineup today. It's going to be wonderful. These are some of our favorite sketches over the past 10 months that we've been doing this. And you get all that for $5. It's
going to be like a 3-4-hour show.
It's going to be a 4-hour show with breaks.
Yeah.
Because
Jeremy can't go without cigarettes.
No. No, I can't.
It's all right.
It is hard enough for me to go an hour without cigarettes.
It's It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be good. It's only fucking $5. We're going to be in town for the majority of the weekend. It's going to be a good time.
We're going to be kicking it. We've got people coming.
Did we say where is that?
Yeah, Shakespeare's Lower Level.
Yep.
We'll say it again. It's in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We've got people coming from Southern Michigan. We got people coming from Indiana. We got people coming from Chicago. Detroit, it's not that far of a trip. Come on and see us.
Lansing, it's not that far of a trip. Obviously, it's only like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a good time, and I want to meet our Michigan listeners.
Yeah, man, you guys are ranked number two. Like, seriously, you've almost beat beat Cleveland in the...
Multiple times in the last month and a half.
Yeah, so, you know, come on out and see us. We'd love to hang. Jordan will drink with you. I'll chat. And then,
bring him weed.
Yeah. Well, when I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't get high and do anything because, yeah, I'm...
And we'll have special guest Devin Newsom.
Yeah, Devin Newsom on the ones and twos.
Be good.
And Victoria Mansberg doing a guest set. So, yeah, come check it out. And then the roast battles are off next month because Labor Day weekend and the fact that he wanted to do it on the 9th. And I said, all the sad boys are going to be gone and your doorman. So,
yeah,
we'll be back in October with the roast battles, the Ad Hominem Attack Show. More than likely, Marlon Fears will be taking on someone else. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, the Tabitha Jones-Kyle Hahnhorst matchup will probably be happening then. And that is going to be fun. Other than that, follow us on the Instagram and the Twitter, at The Hate Flow. Like the page. Let the hate flow through you.
El Jordano Diablo on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. Same.
Yeah.
For you.
Dirty Sheer on everything. And
you're not very social media.
Do not follow me on social media. Do not track this back to the university I work for, please. I'd like to keep my job.
All right. Yeah, we can't have you losing your job over some terrible things said on a podcast because you don't do terrible things out in public that are...
It's true.
Yeah. We've established that you have appropriate relations with your students, so at least there's that.
Yeah. This is like evidence, but in a good way.
It is evidence, right?
Yeah.
In a good way.
It's definitely evidence, first-person accounts are, always, right? They're always...
Well, my dad just texted me, Jerry Lewis died.
Oh, well, rest in hell, you fucking misogynist piece of shit. Fat woke boys in the house.
Oh, I wish we had the air horn thing on right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, now we got that show coming up. Do you have anything else right now booked or anything or no?
After we got the Funny Stop, Sad Boys Social Club will be at the Funny Stop. If you can't make it to the Kalamazoo show from Cleveland, I understand. We will be doing that show.
Some people are talking about driving up for it.
Yeah, well, please come to the Kalamazoo show. That's going to be a lot of fun. But we're also going to be doing the same lineup at the Funny Stop on the 20th, and that will be your last chance to catch us in Cuyahoga Falls. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, okay. We're going to be looking to do a monthly in Cleveland.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it's just we have the vast majority of our people are coming from Cleveland.
Brian's
so.
Seen Sad Boys before. Have, you can endorse it.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, you walked up after the show. It. You were like, this is funny.
Yeah, it's very funny. Yeah, highly thanks, recommend
Brian.
It.
Thanks, Brian. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates flirt. Oh, you know what? God damn it. I didn't do the sponsors because I'm an idiot. Our current sponsors are Chad Weaver, at Weaver Chad, Thriller Be Thrilled next month at the Rialto Theater in Kenmore is going to be your last chance to catch that show before Chad moves to Chicago. So please go check that out.
We should meet up and go to that.
It's a great show. Chris Clem, at Chris_Clem, level 15 improv wizard from Chicago, host of the Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Really likes grapple sport.
Loves the grapple sport. Johnny Saint, Rollerball Rocco, Steve Regal.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
It is. And then we have Britt Fox. You can find her on Snapchat and Instagram, XFoxRocks, not ROCKS, ROX. you know, like it's classier that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Jess Falstick. You can see her every Sunday at the Avenue Tap House hosting the comedy showcase there. It is free to get in. Spider Jones books it. Jess hosts it because she is much more likable than Spider Jones. And then, of course, Plight of the Stripper Herder. You can find this blog at plightofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. It is the chronicles of a floor guy at a strip club, and everything that he has to deal with is a fun read.
Couple shout-outs, though. Pete Milk, obviously. Back to be happy to be here with him. Sam Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
At Sam Holmes on the Instagram. That's Holmes like you live in, not Holmes like you hang with.
And Jesse, who former guest of the show, Jesse Nabe, underscore huffstuff underscore on Instagram. He did a poster for us for our Kalamazoo show, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
It's going to be really cool. We can't wait to get them printed.
Yep.
I think that's all I got.
All right. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates flirting as much as Brian Huth.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor. Daniels is drunk in me.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chad Weaver.
Hey, Sheer, what do you want to do Friday night?
Well, looking at my schedule, it looks like there's a show at the historic Rialto Theater in Akron called Thrill or Be Thrilled.
But what if I want a thrill?
Well, then show up to the historic Rialto Theater on Kenmore Boulevard and you will thrill Chad Weaver.
What if I want to be thrilled?
Well, then show up to the historic Rialto Theater on Kenmore Boulevard to see Chad Weaver, and you will be thrilled by his antics.
That's Chad Weaver!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.